1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Father's Day is coming up. What does Dad love? Well, what all fathers love, a great juicy steak. We got T-bone right now. Porterhouse, too. Take the bone home for the dog. I'll tell you, Porterhouse at Ted's, never better. Beverly Hills. We want to put our meat in your...
Ted Bell is with us. All right, Ted, so you... And this is kind of off the subject, but you are all right, and there was no member of your family with you?
No, Marcy and the kids were at home, and no worries for the wear, Phil. It's just one of those things. You know, we live in a very large city, the urban atmosphere. I stopped working. As you know, anybody who's in the restaurant business knows that you're really not out of the restaurant till very, very late at night. And I stopped off at the StopRite to get gasoline. And I went in, I was going to get a six-pack of some Coca-Cola and some chips or something and take it home. And this guy just came out of the blue on me. So I would say this. You know, be safe, be smart, but recognize that it could happen to anyone. And I'm fortunate that I'm all right.
So we're going to let people in on what happened here, Ted. You were at one of the StopRites, which is one of these little mini-mart type gas stations. Where is that?
I was down on Wilshire Boulevard.
Okay. And now the police took a report from the clerk as well who saw what happened.
Well, the young girl who was working as a clerk, I don't think spoke a lot of English, but the guy got away, and I don't think they're going to find him. It's just the way that it is. You're not going to find the guy. You know, you walk into a store, and you think you're safe, and you're not.
Can you go back over what happened?
Yeah, I went in, and I was walking over to the cooler section where there are where the six packs of soft drinks are. Now, to the left of that is one of these nacho cheese and chips areas. It's kind of like a snack area.
Okay.
And I saw this gentleman there. He's an African-American, and he had the nacho chips in one hand, and he was putting some of that easy cheese or that Velveeta that they have on it. And in the other hand, he had a can of grape soda. And so I said, you know, and I was not saying this to him, and this is why I wasn't saying it directly to him, but I saw him. He had the nacho cheese with the grape soda. I said, well, that figures. And I went to open the door to get a six-pack out. And
you said that figures?
I said it under my breath.
You said that figures, all right.
Listen to the whole story. He turns around and he says, and he puts down the cheese and he puts down the grape drink. And I remember it now as if it was yesterday. It was a can of that grape drink. And you don't really, you know how grape drink comes in like like it's not a brand. It just says grape drink. And he said, that figure, what figures? And before I knew it, he had shoved his left hand into my chest, pushed me with his left hand, and hit me with a right to the chin. And I was down. And I am telling you, the next thing I remember, split second, was the clerk was standing over me, this young lady, helping me up. And I said, where is he? Because I wanted to tear his head off. And she said, he's gone. So the point is, Phil, it can happen to anybody. And even if you are, you know, just going into a store, these thugs are out there. These are people that are going to...
Let's get back, though, to... Because the clerk mentioned that to the police, though, didn't she?
What?
The fact that you said that figures.
I was making a comment to myself.
But it was one that he heard, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you're getting at.
Well, what figures? What did that mean?
Well, what I told the police officer was... I think you know what I'm talking about, Phil. But I told a police officer that figures because I saw he was African-American. He had chips and that easy cheese and grape soda.
So, in other words, you were stereotyping this man and saying in a derisive manner that figures?
I was doing what most people do, most white people, and I think you need to understand something before we get out of control here. Genetically... In terms of the DNA, do you know a lot about genetics or DNA? Do you know?
I'm not, no. I mean, I'm not conversing with it.
Well, there are genetic and the DNA is where our tendencies are written. And as Caucasians, we have a tendency to notice these differences. and we can't help ourselves. And I was not saying that to him. It came out of me, because it is natural for us to observe that and then to comment on it. Now, I said...
To comment to who? But if you're by yourself...
No, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Are you
saying that you were compelled to say this because of our genetics, because of our DNA?
I think everybody, whether you are black, African-American, whether you are... You have written into your DNA a certain way that you're going to respond when you see a certain situation. I am European-American. Okay? I looked over. I saw an African-American with easy cheese on nacho chips and a can of grape drink. I said that figures. It is a genetically programmed response.
Now, but the man took offense at that, obviously, and he...
He took offense, and he shouldn't have. That's what I told the police officer.
Because
as I said to the police officer, this is a response that any Caucasian is going to have when he sees that. What I did is I said it to myself out loud, and this man assaults me. And I am asking, on behalf of people who work late along the Wilshire Corridor, that there is added security at these AMPMs and all these other places and the stop rights, so that we are not put upon by these people. And
all right, Ted, our number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. 1-800-449-8686. I'm glad you're fine. I'm glad that you're okay. It sounded to me like were you robbed?
No, I was not. I'm knocking wood on that. Thank God.
Well, it doesn't sound to me like the man was going to rob anybody that night. It sounds to me like he got upset with you.
He got upset with me. Why? Because I made an observation that is beyond my control. And I tried to tell the police officer that.
If I go into a 7-Eleven or a stop right or any other situation, and I see an African-American or I see any other person and they're doing something, I'm not automatically programmed to say that figures.
Well, it depends on what they're doing. If you look at most African-American people, you're going to see them as, well, you know, that's another person. But there are combinations which trigger the DNA. See, if you know anything about DNA, you know that it's triggered. And it can be triggered by a certain number of... It's almost like the combination to a lock. The right numbers, presto, the door opens. And I'm saying...
And you're telling me that an African-American plus easy cheese... Oh, man.
Well, let me tell you, I was assaulted in the middle of the night, and it scared the hell out of my wife and son.
And all right, look at Ted. If you're telling me that the combination to the lock is an African-American with easy cheese on nacho chips and a grape drink, right?
That combination, yes. And I said to the officer, he said, well, you said to the guy that figures. I didn't call him a name. I didn't do anything. And this individual behind the counter, who was a young lady, Hispanic, she said, well, I heard the man. And the police officer said, well, what did he say? He said, that figure.
So, well, if she heard it, Ted, you didn't say it under your breath.
Well, I said it under my breath. She was listening for it. She was listening for it, believe me. She's there. There's an African-American. He's slapping that easy cheese on. And now she sees the white. So she's looking for it. A lot of the minorities now are looking for it. They're looking for
Oh, come on, man. The more you talk, the stupider you sound. The more you...
No. You've got to understand that... can I remind you who's sponsoring the hour of your programming?
I say that with respect.
Can I remind you who's sponsoring the hour of your programming? And can I remind you you're talking to Ted Bell? I have African Americans working for me. I have Hispanic Americans working for me.
I understand that. But I'm asking you, do you really believe that there are certain combinations that unlock the DNA, as you say it?
Absolutely. And when I walk in, look at you, take late night mini mart. All right, that's one number of the combination. Easy cheese. There's another number of the combination. Nacho chips. There's another number on the combination. Grape drink. And the final number, black man. It came, I dare you not to say something.
Well, what am I going to say, man?
All I said was, oh, yeah, that figures. I didn't say, that figures. I didn't look at him and say, hey, I even nodded to him and smiled. And I looked at the easy cheese and the grape drink, yeah, that figures. And I opened the thing. And I guess
it sounded to me like you ran into a guy that had a really bad day. He didn't need anything else on his plate. And you put one more thing on his plate. Okay.
Well, if he'd have hung around, I would have put something on his plate.
It sounded to me like that guy clocked you and had you die. You know what? If I were you, I would have stayed down if he was still around.
Hold on for a minute. Phil, I fought Golden Gloves when I was just out of high school.
I'm not talking about Golden Gloves. I'm talking about some guy out on the street who you said it figures to. And I'm very happy that you're okay. But to try to tell me or my audience that because a Caucasian sees a black man with easy cheese on nacho chips and grape drink, that that's the combination to some magical DNA which unlocks the phrase, that figures, at 2 a.m? Dude, you're lucky all you got was clocked on a chin. All right, anyway, Ted Bell is with us, so we'll be back. He is our sponsor this hour. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, you want to know where I live? 123 Ashkick Street.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ted to Beverly Hills, one of the few restaurants in America that is still seating interracial couples.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your...
What is that? What does that mean?
Well, Phil, not a lot of restaurants will...
I'm sorry, hold on, but... Say that again.
There's not a lot of restaurants in the United States. Everybody serves everybody. I mean, there's no discrimination in public accommodation or in a public business. That was part of the Civil Rights Act of 1965. But there are many restaurants that won't seat interracial couples. That is, a white man with a black woman, black man with a white woman. And we do.
Yeah, but you don't sit them. Why don't you sit them near windows? See, that's the...
That is for safety purposes. That is...
What does that mean?
What does it mean? You can use your... If a guy's driving by and he's had a bad day, now he turns to his left and he sees a black guy with a white woman in my restaurant, which is one of the high-end restaurants in Beverly Hills, you've just made a guy having a bad day have a worse day.
And no, wait, whoa. Hold on for a minute, man. Are you catering to some racist... Is it?
I'm just saying, you know as well as I. Again, you have to understand the DNA, the way certain things open up. I'm not a racist. I'm Ted Bell, all right? You can see it on my license plate, you see it on my restaurant, you see it on my paycheck, and you see it on the gates of my driveway. I'm Ted Bell. And the reason why I say that is because there isn't a racist bone in my body. But we are all victims of our DNA. And certain things unlock a combination. And so,
oh, come on, Ted. This is hogwash. Because a man cannot control himself. You say...
It's not about controlling yourself, Bill. Look, if I drive... black man, white woman, expensive restaurant. Boom. You've just opened up the bank vault. And it,
to what? To that figures? Or some other kind of derisive remark, or worse? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Wayne, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I happen to be an African-American, and I'm calling because I was listening to some of the stuff this
I'm
guy
Ted
was
Bell.
Saying. He continued to say that he was Ted Bell. He has an ego problem along with being...
Well, I'm well-known in the area, and I want people... I'm not a racist. I
can't tell. Everything that you said unlocks your DNA. You know what needs to be unlocked? A mental institution. You're a psychopath.
I'm talking about genetic programming that we all have.
Yeah, but Ted, you're telling me that I see nacho chips, grape soda, and easy cheese, and a black guy, boom, and you say that figures, and you say it loud enough not only for that man to hear it.
To get knocked out. I mean, I can't, I really.
Well, look, all right, Wayne, you're black, right?
Certainly.
All right, what unlocks your DNA when you see a white man? Okay, I bet you know what it is. Flat top haircut. Well, I don't know. I'm not black, so I don't know how...
What are you trying to do, man? I mean, what are you trying...
Look, I'm the sponsor of this hour of programming.
So what? So you're the sponsor of this hour of programming?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So you want to take the whole country back 30 years simply because you're the sponsor of the program?
Sir,
My name is Ted Bell. I mean, you continue to say that. My name is Ted Bell.
Sir, I'm not trying to take the country back. I simply, all I said was I looked at the gentleman, I nodded to him, and I said, good evening. And I said, you know, nacho chips and grape soda, huh? Boy, that figures. And
so you were talking to him?
I nodded.
So you said it for him loud enough to hear?
But I explained to him it's my DNA being unlocked. And this guy puts down the chips and a drink and clocks me?
Oh, well, you know what? Honestly, I'm just thinking about some of the stuff that you had to say. I mean, you're in a quick stop. You see a black guy. He's eating some nacho chips and he has a grape soda. So all of a sudden, that unlocks racism in your mind.
No,
so
that's not like race.
That's like a stereotype, right?
That's not racism.
I mean, so the nacho chips represented fried chicken, and the grape soda represented watermelon.
Boy, you're flying on it. Give me a drag on that before you throw it away. What are you flying on? Represents what? I'm simply saying...
Look, the man's making a point. These things, you know, Ted, know as well as I do that you couldn't come up with the similar kind of stereotype for a white guy because you haven't given it any thought. To you, it's all...
What do we even have to give it a thought? Why am I going to think about that?
How about this? Restaurant, Beverly Hills, and a jackass seating people. Ah, Ted Bell.
What kind of a crack is that?
You know,
I'm the sponsor of this hour of programming.
And you know what, Ted Bell? You know, I'm listening to you. You said that you seat interracial couples in the middle of the restaurant.
Yes, sir, proudly.
Because you're significantly concerned about some race, some bigot, riding by and having a worse day because he sees a white woman with a black man or a black man with a white woman. I mean,
oh, wait a minute! You just said the same thing. You just said a white man with a black. No, you said a black
whatever.
Man. You said a black.
Forget what he said. We know what he said.
Well, no. If it's a white man with a black woman, we're going to sit him near the window. Is that what you're asking?
Why?
What?
Why would you sit a white man with a black woman near the window?
Well, who's that going to piss off?
Come on, man!
Well,
who's that going to piss off? You know what? It's a sad day. It's a sad day when they have morons like you who basically just have enough dollars to sponsor a program to get on the radio and to spew pure propaganda.
Wait a minute.
You made absolutely no sense.
What have I said?
I mean, unlocking DNA. You know, really, really, Ted Bundy in the restaurant, he's a moron.
Ted Bundy?
He's certifiable.
Ted Bell is my name, sir.
Whatever it is.
Ted Bundy. You know what, sir? I doubt... Seriously,
yes,
whether
you are an embryo of a serial killer.
Okay, all right, you've insulted me. Let me say something nice about you. I don't think you're black. I think you're white. You know why?
Why?
Your name's Wayne. Hello.
What does that mean?
Because my name is Wayne, I have to be white?
Oh, come on. I don't know. That's a white name, isn't it?
Are you an idiot?
What?
Are you an idiot?
Are you an idiot?
You're asking me. I want to remind the host who's sponsoring this hour of radio.
Who cares? Ted Bell, you're a moron.
I'm a moron?
Yeah.
Let me ask you. I almost lost my life the other night. I've got a wife and a child at home. Maybe you have the same thing, okay? Anybody clock you lately? And yet,
maybe the guy isn't dumb enough to walk into a freaking quick stop in the middle of the night and say something stupid.
What would I nodded at the guy. I said, good evening. I said, grape soda and nacho cheese. Easy cheese, huh? He goes, yeah. I said, boy, that sure figures. And
so you insulted the guy.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Wayne, are you black or white?
I'm black.
Seriously.
I'm black.
Well, what's with the name Wayne?
That's what I don't understand about you bigots.
What do you mean, bigot? How about a bigot?
You never met a black guy named Wayne.
I mean, you're right. You think that I have to be white because my name is Wayne, right?
Well, it's a white guy name, isn't it?
That's why you're certifiable.
Look at Wayne. I got to get going.
Hey Wayne, let me ask you a question. Seriously.
Seriously.
What color are you?
Will you shut up? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Remember, Ted's of Beverly Hills seats interracial couples, black men with white women on the interior, white women with black men, black women with white men sitting on the patio.
You say that stuff is a gag? Is that a gag?
I said it as a joke because you made a big issue out of it. Yeah, I'm just making a joke. But the point that I want to make to you, Phil, is this. I am not a racist. My DNA got unlocked.
Well, you stop with unlocked DNA. What you said was an insensitive thing.
That does not deserve to be assaulted in the middle of the night, okay, by an individual who doesn't recognize that he is engaged in an activity that is universally recognized by many Caucasians as a fairly predictable thing. Now,
let me tell you something, Ted. I happen to like nacho chips, I like easy cheese, and I like grape drink.
Okay, you like them at ball games, yes. You like them at your house, yes.
I like them all the time.
But when do you like them at 3 a.m. in a stoplight? No. Now, let me say something.
Ted.
Let me say, I'm sponsoring this hour of radio. Yes, you like nacho chips. I do, too. You like easy cheese. I do, too. You like grape drink? I do, too. Ah. What separates me from you? Nothing. But at 3 a.m. in a mini mart? The black man. Now, I...
You know...
Yes?
I think it is a asinine comment to make. I think it is an insulting comment to make. And
you've registered your opinion. What I was led to believe was I sponsor this hour, my commercial gets played, I give my commentary, and then I take calls. And you're there to facilitate it, so I don't know what... I heard what you had to say a half hour ago, and the song hasn't changed. Somebody put another nickel in the jukebox, you know what I'm saying? In other words...
I'm reiterating it because I think you're getting into some dangerous territory here.
I'm not getting into any dangerous territory. I didn't say I didn't like nacho chips with easy cheese. I don't like nacho chips with easy cheese and grape drink at 3 a.m. on Wilshire in an a.m. p.m. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. I don't know what call to go to here. What call am I supposed to go to? I got five of them up there. Four? Okay. Ellen, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This is Ellen.
Yes, Ellen. Go ahead. You're on our show. Ted Bell is with us.
Hello, Ellen.
Hello, Ted Bell.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was kind of concerned because you seem like you're applauding the society now that completely goes ahead with this litigious society where we're not responsible at all for our responses or our thoughts. We're not these DNA-impelled robots that have no filters between our mouths and our minds.
Well, you know that we do have certain programming, a genetic programming.
Yeah.
And it's encoded on the DNA.
Uh-huh.
And so... You're right what you say, but then by the same token, can you help the color of your eyes? No.
Well,
you can't.
No.
Can you help the color of your hair? No, you can't.
No, I can't.
There are certain things that I can't help wanting to share.
Well, I think you're wrong. Because,
wanting to share.
Yes.
Because you have a thought, and you can choose to say that thought and make it audible to the rest of the world. You could have thought that to yourself and been DNA and genetically predisposed to have that reaction. But you chose to make it audible enough for two people in a convenience store at 2 a.m. to hear.
Can I tell you a story?
Clock.
Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
I was in a Scrabble tournament about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I got beat by an African-American kid of 11.
Uh-huh.
And I can't tell this story without people laughing at me, but it actually damaged me. It damaged me deeply. And
okay.
Why?
Because, what did you say, Phil?
Why?
Because I'm an adult white man, and that was a small black boy, and he hammered me at Scrabble. I mean, you know the word emulsified? You know what emulsified means? It means being turned into like puree. It means you're liquefied. That's what this kid did to me. It's Scrabble.
Okay. So all that really proves is that maybe this little black boy was a great reader. Maybe he read books every day after
Absolutely.
He got home from school.
Absolutely.
So he had a fantastic vocabulary, and he knew his words. And
well,
his
see, everything's
English
turned upside
teachers.
Down. Everything's turned upside down now. And when
well,
I finally,
why don't you? Well, but that's a choice. You could.
What do you mean
you
everything's?
Could,
what does that mean? Everything's turned upside down. Look, at kids are getting more and more educated. All races, all creeds, all colors. We have an expanding middle class of people today. They're not just white people, but they're Hispanic and they're black. America mm-hmm. is becoming, Ted, what it became at the early 20th century. Whether we like it or not, we are incorporating people more and more. It's the same old country, and so all of a sudden you see a guy with grape drink and cheese.
And it was something I could lean on. It was a life preserver that I could grab a hold of. That's all. And so I said, okay, well, that figures. Jesus, you know, a black kid beating me at Scrabble, emulsifying me, gelding me like I'm a prize steer, that's, and a kid doing that to me?
Y'all, I didn't even know that there was a stereotype concerning easy teas and grape drinks. Is this common? Do all black people eat
yeah,
and drink this?
That's real funny. Anyway, Phil, I was saying...
Look at Ellen. This guy...
What is funny?
I can't believe the crap that's pouring out of your face, man. The cake hole under your nose, man, has just... A life preserver?
When things don't make sense. Look at Ellen. Nietzsche said that hell is the absence of reason. Have you ever heard that saying?
Yes.
All right. Hell becomes the absence. With nothing recognized. Now I walk into a store. Ah, a black man with grape drink. Whew. You know. You know what? The two of you, no, seriously, both of you, I hope, Ellen, you and Phil ought to get married and go down and have group sex with the devil.
Ted. Ellen, I apologize for that comment that he made.
Phil, he
hung up is what he did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's a grown man, and you shouldn't have to apologize for his comments.
Well, hold on for a minute. Ted, you don't hang up on me.
I'm sponsoring this hour, aren't I?
Yeah? So you hang up and you call back?
Yeah, because I'm paying airtime.
Ellen and I could go to hell and have group sex with a devil.
Yeah, and make small, little, mutant devil human babies.
Oh, my God, this guy is killing me. He's killing me.
Oh, man. You know what, Henry? I hope someday you get so desperate you have sex with Lorena Bobbitt and then pass out drunk.
Did you hear that one?
Steakhouse, come on down.
What, Ted?
You're not... What do you think? You're going to hang up on me?
You hung up on me.
I want to say to Ellen one thing. That while you may laugh at me, I'm the one who is carrying the cross up the hill. You can laugh at me if you want, Ellen, and that's fine. They laughed at Jesus, and I'm not saying I'm Jesus. But while you and Mr. Henry laugh, I'm hauling the cross up the hill. Someone is beating the skin right off my ass.
Well, what burden are you carrying?
The fact that, like many Caucasians, in a world that's been turned upside down, when you finally see something that makes a little bit of sense, you go, oh, well, that figures.
No, hold on. You didn't say, oh, that figures. You said, that figures. You said it derisively.
No, I did not.
You said...
You better get the bot, because I'm sponsoring this hour. Okay, play another commercial, because I got to get my money's worth.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
My name is Ted Bell. I'm sponsoring this hour of Mr. Henry's program, and yet he won't shut up.
Are you ready for this guy? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ellen.
Okay, well, Ted Bell, you haven't really addressed yourself as anything other than your
first... Let's get down to the brass tacks here, Ellen. Let's get down to something important. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, how old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Well, you sound delightful. You sound intelligent. I'm going to roll the dice here and say that you're probably very attractive.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to also roll the dice and say that you probably look great in a pair of pants and in a dress. And now I'm going to say to you, Ellen, when you're in California, the next time you're out here, I want you to come in and have yourself a prime rib, okay, on Ted Bell, a free Ted in the prime rib room. We're on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California, Ellen.
Okay.
And I want you to come and tell me, you'll know me, I'll be at the door, I'm Ellen from Houston, and I'll say, come on in, let's have a drink. And I guarantee the meat we serve, when you put your lips around it.
You know, Mr. Bell, you were told not to use that advertising slogan.
What?
Ellen, anyway, I thank you very much for calling. Yeah, go ahead.
You're welcome. No, yeah. I'm from Texas.
Yeah,
I'm
it's really
sure
interesting.
Go ahead, Ellen. Go ahead.
No, I'm sure that there aren't any better steaks than in Abilene, Texas.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, whatever. That's fine. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, great.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're just one more son of a bitch in a long line of son of bitches.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's going to be Father's Day. Come on in and speak to me as if I'm nothing, because that's really what's been happening on your program.
Oh, come on.
No, I don't feel as if... I don't feel as if my message has been heard. Can I tell you something, Phil? It's gonna... You talk about people having a bad day, and you talk about a man not having a good day.
Will you turn that off, bud, please? What is that?
I said you were talking about a man not having a good day. You were talking about a man being entitled to turn around and hit me full in the face with a closed black fist because I said, thank God, some things haven't changed.
You said, thank God, some things haven't changed. A black man with Velveeta cheese and grape soda. In other words, Ted, if you saw a black man with a parasol and spats tap dancing down the street, we'd go, oh, thank God, some things haven't changed.
What are you talking about? What do you mean, spats?
In other words, if you saw some minstrel show guy...
It'd be relaxing. I'm not saying that...
It'd be relaxing.
I'm not saying I want to see a return to that. Look, today, Phil, I go to the New York Jets website. I happen to be a New York Jets fan. I've been a longtime New York Jets fan. Like you, I grew up in the old American Football League. And I know Mark Newman is.
Yeah, Mark's a big fan. He's from there.
All right. I go to the website, and I see Q&A with Brian Schottenheimer. And the pain of that almost brought me to my knees. As a New York Jet fan, waiting and waiting and waiting for them to get to the playoffs and actually make a push, and they hired a Schottenheimer, I thought I would start vomiting and never stop. Now, you talk about a bad day, all right? Now I walk in and I go, hey, how you doing? That figures, grape soda and squeeze cheese. And he hits me? Who do you think was having a bad day?
I think he was, not you. 1-800-449-8686. Suzanne, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I consider myself a person that is not prejudiced either.
Uh-huh.
I'm from the north in Massachusetts and moved.
Are you a Jet fan?
No.
That doesn't
have anything to do with what.
Well, I was
going to
tell you, that Brian Schottenheimer works for him. That was like kicking me square in the Royal American. Oh boy, with a high heel.
You know, I'd like to get back to what you were talking about.
Yeah, go ahead, Suzanne.
Not prejudice.
Go ahead, Suzanne.
Okay,
I
came from the northern part of the United States, moved to the southern part of the United States. The black people in the southern part of the United States are very prejudiced. The northern part...
So, but the Jets, you see...
Will you let her finish?
And
I feel that it was like you might as well have held me down and shoved my face full of Velveeta.
I don't think that you should have said what you said, and I don't think that he should have hit you.
I disagree. I think I should have said what I said, but he shouldn't have hit me.
I think both things were wrong.
I think frankly, I want to jump in here.
We don't care what you think,
what you said out loud enough for him to hear it. And
all right,
so
maybe I was rude. Maybe I was rude. But there are certain stereotypes. Like, Suzanne, you come from where? Where do you come from?
Originally from Massachusetts.
Okay, right. So when we think of Massachusetts, when we think of Massachusetts, when we think of white people in Massachusetts, we think of ugly. Okay, Massachusetts white woman ugly. That goes together too. And
all right, look, I got to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I want to tell you, let me get Suzanne on the line. This is Ted Bell. Suzanne, are you there? Suzanne, are you there? This is Ted Bell. Suzanne, are you there?
Still here.
All right, Suzanne, I want you to go ahead and talk to me. Give me your opinion, but I've got to play my commercial under you, too. So go ahead. And you think that I shouldn't have said what I said, and you're right. I shouldn't have said what I said, and I apologize to wherever that man is. Come on. I just felt it comfortable that I... a black man with grape soda. It's almost as if you're...
I don't understand why that makes any difference. What is it drinking or eating?
Well, if I go to Massachusetts and I see a woman with a big ass, I go, just the nice things in life you can hold on to, the traditions. That's all.